morning.
Good morning.
Why don't we start this morning by singing number 40. We'll sing the first verse and the chorus. Number 40. Jesus loves me, this I know. Salvation. Father, we just ask for help this morning as we talk about the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, if anybody, any children would like to come sit up in the front, it might be easier for you to see. So you're welcome to come sit in one of these first two rows. Okay, let's sing. Let's sing number 16.
Whosoever heareth shall shout the sound, send the blessed tidings all the world around, spread the joyful news wherever man is found, whosoever will may come,
after their journeyings, according to the commandment of the Lord, and pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. There was no water for the people to drink. Have you ever been thirsty? I tell you, thirst is the worst. I remember one time, there was a festival in Glenwood, Minnesota, where we used to live. And we were walking along looking at all the sights. And here we walked past the lake, and they were having a canoe race. And they had two people in the canoe race, but they needed another team. And they convinced my wife and I to join this race. There was us against these two big guys. And so we got into that canoe, and we agreed to do it. And we started out. And we were supposed to go up and go around one buoy. And then go up to the second buoy, go around that once. Go to the third buoy, go around that once. And then get back to the finish line. And so we got in our boat, and the others were in their canoe too. And we started paddling. And we were going as fast as we could. We got to the first buoy at the same time. We got on the inside, and we kind of pushed them out, and they kind of gave us a big push back, so we went backwards, and they went around the buoy, and we were behind. And so we caught up to them by the second buoy, but they were around that faster than we could, and on to the third buoy. Well, we went to the third buoy, we went around, but we forgot to go in a circle around it, and we kept right on going to the finish line. And all we had to stop and come back, and we had to take care of them. So we had to run into them and push them, and they went coasting off into the shallow water, and they got stuck in the mud. So then we were able to get around the buoy, and by that time they got unstuck. And then we were just nose to nose, going back and forth to the finish line. But when we were working so hard, that's the worst time I've ever been so thirsty. I could hardly breathe. And you couldn't swallow. But there was water everywhere. If I stopped to take a drink of water, we wouldn't have been contending in the race. And so we had to continue racing hard. But the thirst is the worst. And because your tongue gets thick, your mouth gets dry, you can't swallow. And if you don't drink water for a long time, your body starts to work badly. Because I think it's about 70% of your body is made up of water. And so your body needs water. Well, these people of children of Israel, Moses was their leader. He was leading them through the wilderness. And they came, there was about 1 million of these people, the children of Israel. There more than 1 million of them had just left the land of Egypt where they were slaves. And they started walking out of Egypt and walking through the wilderness. And they got to a place where they were going to worship the Lord. They said, "We're going to leave this land. We want to leave this slavery. We want to go out and we want to worship the Lord." And Moses, he was leading these people as he led them out of Israel. They were out of Egypt. He was going to take them to the promised land. They were going to have their own country, their own land. And one day as they walked, they came to a deserted place in the wilderness of Arabia. And there they came up and they found a large rock, just like this. A large rock they had found. And it was called the rock. The name of the rock was called Horeb. Now, Horeb means desolate. It means there's nothing around. It's like a desert. There's nothing. There's no food. There's no water. There is no water there at Horeb. There is 1 million people, and there was no water to drink. They wanted to cool their tongues. They wanted to quench their thirst. They wanted to be able to live. But they had no water. That reminds me, boys and girls, that reminds me of the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus was a poor man. He had no food. And the rich man, he had lots of food. He fared sumptuously every day. And he ate lots of food. And he was sitting there at his table. And Lazarus had nothing to eat. But when scraps of food fell from the table, or if somebody threw away something they didn't want, he could go and get that. And he could eat something there. But then one day, They both died. Lazarus knew the Lord as his Savior, and he went to heaven. But the rich man, he did not know the Lord as his Savior, and he went to hell. And as he was there in hell, in the torments of the flames, he was thirsty. He was thirsty. He had no water to drink. He wanted somebody to come and just give him one drop of water to quench his thirst, to cool his tongue. Boys and girls, you don't want to go to a place called hell. It's not a nice place. God didn't prepare hell for you. He prepared hell for the devil and his angels. God prepared a way of escape for you. I want to read the verse, Exodus chapter 17, verse 2. And now remember that these people were in Horeb, and there was no water there. 1 million people, and there was no water. And these people were angry. And let's read this verse. The people said, "Wherefore the people did chide with Moses. And they said, 'Give us water that we may drink.' And Moses said unto them, 'Why do you chide with me? Wherefore do you tempt the Lord?'" Oh, these people, they were angry at Moses. And they chided him and they complained. "You took us out of Egypt. We had all the food, all the water we could drink. And you bring us out here in the desert. We have no water. Why did you bring us out here to die in the desert? We are dying. Our children are dying. Our animals are dying. We hate you, Moses. We hate you. We're thirsty. We want water to drink. Give us water to drink, or we will kill you." That's what chiding is. That's what it means to chide. They were angry, and they were angry with Moses, and they chided Moses. They all bent down, and they picked up stones. They were going to throw those stones at Moses. If you have 1 million people throwing stones at one person, that person is going to die pretty quickly. They were going to kill Moses. But Moses, he was afraid. He was afraid, and he cries to the Lord. He says, "Lord, what should I do? These people, they're ready to throw stones at me. They're ready to kill me." But God is a God of mercy. He doesn't want anyone to perish. And so the Lord said to Moses, he said in verse 5, he said, "Moses, go on before the people. Go in front of all the people and take with you the elders of Israel and take your rod wherewith thou smotest the river. Take the rod in thy hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee upon the rock in Horeb." So Moses was supposed to go in front of all the people, go up to the rock. God was going to be on top of the rock. It says here, "I will be upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it that the people may drink." God told Moses to strike that rock, and water was going to come out of it. Do you think we can get water out of this rock? Let's go to Psalm 105 for a verse. Before we get water out of this rock, we want to go to Psalm 105. Because Moses, he did exactly what the Lord God told him to do. He hit that rock with his stick, and the rock split, and water came up out of that rock. And the water that came out of the rock, it wasn't like a little fountain. It wasn't like a tap of water where you could turn the tap on, put your cup underneath there, and get a cup of water to drink. That's not what kind of water came. Look what it says here in verse 41. It says, "God opened the rock, and the waters gushed out. They ran in the dry places like a river." So the rock opened and the waters gushed out. And they ran like a river for 1 million people to drink, a water for their animals to drink. Now I need some help. How many people, why don't you all you kids sitting in the front, you come stand here and we're going to show you how to get water out of a rock. Come on guys, stand all up here. Why don't you stand right over here? And we'll see. And I want you to get your hands ready to catch the water, okay? I'm going to hit this rock and the water's going to come out of it. Okay? Rivers of water came out of the rock. Water of life for everyone. They were able to drink the water. And without water, they would die. So the people drank the water. They drank and drank the water. And they gave the water to their children. They gave the water to their animals. Water is life. Water keeps your body alive. You can drink the water if you want. You can open it up and you can take a drink of the water. But rivers of water came out of that rock. Now, boys and girls, listen to me now. Water is what helps to keep you alive. But inside your body, you have a soul and you have a spirit. And your spirit is thirsty. It's thirsty for God. Your spirit is like, it connects you to God. You know, like when you have a plug, you want to plug it into the wall. That's like your spirit. Your spirit plugs in and connects you to God. But before you can be connected to God, you need spiritual water for your spiritual thirst. The book of Ephesians in the Bible, it tells us that the Word of God is spiritual water. And so we need to read our Word of God. We need to know that the Word of God is the water of life. In Revelation 22, verse 17, it says, "Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." I want to go to John's Gospel, chapter 4. John's Gospel, chapter 4. And this is a story about a lady and a story about the Lord Jesus. One day, the Lord Jesus, he was walking through the wilderness. And he was tired. And he was thirsty. And he needed a drink of water. This is the Lord Jesus. He needed a drink of water, but he had no bucket. He found a well, but he had no bucket. He had no rope to get the water. So he just sat down and he rested on the well. Soon, a lady came along and she had a bucket with her. And she came and the Lord Jesus said to her, "Oh, give me water. Please give me water." And then Jesus, he offered her some water. He said, Jesus offered this lady a drink of spiritual water. And Jesus said, if you drink this spiritual water, you will have everlasting life. The lady said to the Lord Jesus, "How are you going to get water? You have nothing to draw water up with. Where are you going to get the water?" But what did you... Let's read verse 14. John 4:14. "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Oh, so what did the Lord Jesus mean when he told her that drinking water would give her everlasting life? I think the Lord Jesus meant that she needed to believe the Word of God. She needed to believe. And if she believed, she would have everlasting life. John 3:16 says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Believe. What are you going to believe, boys and girls? What are you going to believe? Believe that Jesus is God. He says, if you don't believe that I am, you shall die in your sins. Believe that Jesus is God. and believe that you are a sinner and that you are on your way to hell because of your sins. And you can't help yourself. You can't save yourself. You can come to the Bible meetings. You can learn the verses. But that's not going to save you. Your mom and dad might be saved. Maybe your mom and dad knows the Lord as their Savior. But your mom and dad can't save you just because they bring you to the meetings. You need to believe that you are a sinner and that you are helpless and you need a Savior. Jesus is your Savior. Jesus suffered on the cross because of your sins. God punished Jesus there at the cross for your sins. And then Jesus died. After Jesus died, the soldier came with the spear and pierced him in the side. And immediately came out the blood and the water. And it's the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanses us from all sin. And after the Lord Jesus died and his blood was shed, they took him down off the cross. And they buried him in a tomb. And 3 days later, the Lord Jesus rose from the dead. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. God wants you to come now. He says, come now. He says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Okay, we may need somebody to help here, but I'd like all the children to be able to open their bottles. Could someone come and help them open their bottles? Everybody, I want you to open your bottle and take a little drink. Is that water good? That's easy, isn't it? You just tip it up, take a little drink. It's good water. Now, put the lid back on your water so it doesn't spill. But now, I want you to open your spirit. Open your soul. Open your heart. And I want you to ask the Lord Jesus to save you. I want you to take a drink of spiritual water and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will be saved. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe, and you will have everlasting life. But if you do not believe, you will perish. You will perish in hell. And you know what, boys and girls? In hell, there is no water. There's no water in hell. And you're going to be thirsty there. So please, drink the water of life today. Believe on the Lord Jesus. You know what? You guys all had something to drink, but I didn't have anything to drink. Does somebody want to share their water with me? Holly, can you open up your bottle and pour some water in here? That's good. Thank you very much. She's sharing her water with me. Wasn't that nice? That was good. Thank you, Holly. She shared her water with me. You know what? Jesus shared the water of everlasting life. He shared that water with the lady. But then what did the lady do? She went to her village and she told them about Jesus. Come, she said, come and see this man. Isn't this man the Christ? Isn't this God? She went and shared the word of God, the message of life. She shared it with those other people. You too. You can take your Bibles. You can remember a verse from your memory verse from Sunday school. You can remember the verse. You can go and you can talk to your friends at school. You can share the words of life with other people. Let's sing a little song that's not in the paper. Jesus gave her water that was not from the well, gave her living water. First, you need to drink the water of life yourself. You need to be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Secondly, then you can take the water of life and you can share it with your friends. Just like Holly, she shared with me her water. You can share the words of Jesus Christ with your friends. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we give thanks for the water of life. We give thanks for the Lord Jesus who died on the cross. We give thanks for the privilege that we have of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ to be saved. We just ask for each one of these children and all to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.